everyone, and welcome to a brand new episode from Setting the Tone. This one is a little bit of a bonus. It's a little bit of a last minute episode, but I'm damn excited to bring it to you. Stick around because I'll tell you all about that after the intro. Hello everyone, and welcome to today's episode from Setting the Tone. As you heard me say back in the intro, this one's a bit of a bonus episode. It was one that was a last minute decision, but you better believe I am damn proud and excited to be bringing you this episode. Today's episode is all about Dream State. It is our Dream State Tour 2024 special. Quite frankly, what that means is I had the opportunity yesterday, Thursday the 11th of April, to catch up with Jesse from Dream State to talk about the current album that's out everywhere at the moment called Still Dreaming, how the tour's been going, and what future plans are ahead for Dream State in 2024 going to 2025. I'll be playing a track entitled Still Dreaming from the album Still Dreaming, and then our interview with Jesse will come up. Stick around. I'm still dreaming. You're destined to fail. I'll fight till I prevail. You said it's too late to salvage me. Your voice in hotel. My words, pleasant dreams. No longer a prisoner of the opinion to scream. Just ask yourself, is this a dream or reality? Is this a dream or back. So that's the track Still Dreaming, which is taken from Dream State's current album Still Dreaming, out everywhere now. You can get that digitally. If you prefer a physical copy, I will be posting links if you need a gentle reminder to get your physical copy of the album. If you head over to Set and Tone UK Podcast's Instagram and Facebook pages, you will find all the links for Dream State on there. Coming up is our interview with Jessie. Hope you enjoy it. I want to give a massive shout out to Jessie for her time. Bless her. Struggling a little bit with cold flu. That's what happens on tour. People give everything back to us, the fans, when they're on the road. And unfortunately, it does come at a cost sometimes. So thank you to Jessie once again for her time. Hope you enjoy the interview.
Hello, everyone, and welcome. We are live with Jessie from Dream State. Jessie, welcome to Set and Tone.
Just waving like there's a camera, but there's not. How are you doing?
I'm really good. Yourself?
Yes, I'm surviving.
I think everyone's getting a bit unwell. It's like turned from like winter to spring, so everyone's like,
hay fever symptoms. Yeah, I think for us it's been like tall flu has been a real thing for the last 5 days.
Indeed. Apart from obviously feeling a bit unwell, how's the tour gone so far?
Honestly, it's so exciting for us. I think seeing the growth from this time last year when we did our headline run then to like fast forward to now, you could definitely see that growth. You know, sort of this time last year it was maybe like 100 cap rooms selling out, and now it's like 200 plus rooms selling out, so it's definitely really exciting.
Indeed. How's the new songs gone over?
Do you know something? We were saying this the other night, the anxious state of mind, and it's surreal for me to have like Chin Up Princess, Anxious State of Mind, Comfort in Chaos, like all the new ones, like people are screaming them back. And obviously Anxious State of Mind only came out in like January or February. So very overwhelming to have people like, I think they're actually popping off more than the actual like old iconic ones, which is nice as a new lineup, because I feel like we're always going to sing those sort of old bangers that will always be like special to the fans. But it's really exciting to see that they're really sold by the new stuff as well.
Yeah, agreed. And I think that's probably been, I don't know, a worry or a thought, but obviously transitioning from the original Dream State to what's...
Yeah, of course. No, yeah, there's always been that worry, like, you know, when we first released the very first song, Taunt Me, in October 2022, like, we sort of, like, I don't think any of us slept the night before, because it could have really gone... It could have gone one way or the other, and thankfully, it went in the right direction.
This is the first band that you've been apart for a while, and stood away for a little while and come back. How have you found being back in the machine, so to speak?
I honestly can't express how much I feel like I'm back home. So for myself to be away for so long and then come back does feel like home, if I'm honest.
That's really good. And obviously the band have been obviously really welcoming. It's a whole new era for Dream State. Unfortunately, what was kind of had its if you like, ending, unfortunately, and obviously the new. So yeah, it's really good that obviously you're feeling at home. Back doing what you love, which is really cool. The latest release, Still Dreaming, came out in January, I believe.
Yeah.
I love the title. I'm considering what the band's gone through, if kind of feels that it's a play on, we are still here, we are still dreaming.
Absolutely.
Is that kind of what the intention was?
Yeah, it's a mixture of, like, for Alid, it was, you know, very much a case of, there was a lot of industry people when Dream State sort of fell apart that told him, you know, that was the end for him. Mm-hmm. And I think for him, Still Dreaming means, like you just said, like, we're still here, we're still giving it some. And I thought it would be quite a nice idea to name something for the fans, because we call the fans Dreamers. And they've been so, like, I can't thank them enough for how much they've just taken me under their wing. And obviously they're still dreaming. They're still very much on board with us. And if not, if it's getting, the Dreamers are getting bigger and bigger in terms of, like, we have people come to like 3 or 4 shows every tour, like the same people, like they're real loyal. So it was a name, I feel like, that was for the fans, because they're the Dreamers, so that we're all still dreaming. And for us collectively as a band, it was, like you said, just to really echo that message that we're here and we're not really going to be going anytime soon.
How did you go about putting the lyrical themes and the ideas for the EP together?
Yeah, so I predominantly do all of the melodies and lyrics for Dream State, and Alid has a huge part in the instrumental side of it. So what will happen usually is Alid will have an instrumental track, then the drummer and the bassist Tom and Jake, they will add their bits to it, and then I will hear that track and I'll be like, oh, let's try this melody here, let's try these lyrics there. Then collectively as a band we tweak things. But predominantly, a lot of the two EPs that we've released, a lot of these words and melodies have come from stuff I've had in a book for years that never I never had anywhere to place them. So for me, it's been really nice to give some of my music that I've written years ago. Like Chin Up Princess was actually released when I was about 17 with Dan Lancaster in one of my very first bands, and it got played on Radio 1 and Kerrang. And we gave it, I showed the boys Chin Up Princess because I really like the chorus. They're like, da, 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 da. And they loved it, and I made it, it's now like Chin Up Princess 2.0. But when you hear that, if you ever like, you probably could find it on the internet. But the first version of that I did like nearly 20 years ago, it's still got that real poppy chorus. And I remember Kerrang being really excited about the track, and I was a lot younger then. So yeah, to give stuff that I've written an opportunity to be heard on a bigger platform like Dream States, I feel really privileged to have that finally, that opportunity to be heard.
That's pretty cool. And obviously getting those ideas that have been stored away for many years out there, finally so many people can hear them.
I wrote a lot in lockdown. I think I got furloughed for like 8 months. So I spent 8 months drinking rum in a heat wave, and I wrote Taunt Me, Comfort in Chaos. To be honest, I write a lot like poems. So I'll tend to write a lot of poems that are in my head, or like thoughts that are in my head, and make them rhyme. And then met Alec, like obviously that came together, and then they've just sort of, I've been opening like books and been like, oh, can I use this verse? Can I use that? And they've just, I couldn't have found a better fit for myself. Like me and Alec just gel as musicians, like musically and lyrically, it just really connects really naturally.
I don't understand how important that is, because you're in a band.
Yeah.
Pretty much 24 hours a day, 7 days a week on the road.
Yeah, it's a lot. I'm still getting to know them, you know. We've only been a live band for not even 2 years yet.
That's crazy. It feels like longer.
It feels like forever. But it was October 2022 we announced Taught Me, and we went live to the world. So yeah, it's about 18 months we've been like a live band, and it's absolutely mayhem what we've achieved in that time.
Yeah. Crazy good.
Yeah.
This is probably more of a question to Alid, but in terms of levelling up,
yeah,
what have you try to do differently with the current release in terms of whether it be production, effects, whatever it is?
Yeah, no, that's a great question. I mean, I think I can speak, like, I think when you come to these live shows now, like, the boys have spent hours of their life they'll never get back programming lighting, and that's something that we thought would be really, because we've just come off, like, we've got an opportunity to play that arena show, and we were like, when we did this headline, we were like, right, we really want people to think, like, leave the show and be even more mesmerised. So, like, the boys have spent hours doing lighting, which really does add to the show. They've built, like, clouds to put on stage and just give it, like, a bit of a, you're coming to a show. Like, I think they want to keep building on the production side of things. And I think Alid, he's had, like, many years of experience writing and producing and all that good stuff. He's extremely talented, so I think for him, I think he's really proud of this last mini album, because I think he, for himself as a musician, I feel like he feels like it was a level up as well. Mm-hmm. Like, he is very talented, and I think whilst Primrose Path will always be like an iconic album for them, I think I'm speaking correctly when I say that he's probably just as proud as that one than this new release, because he had a big input in the, you know, the production side of it. And yeah, that's where I think he's levelled up.
Cool. Is there a particular song or a section on this, a little mini album where you go, wow, we've nailed that, I'm proud. I'm really, really proud of that.
Yeah, no, I think, to be honest, I think we're all proud. Like, I think all of us, like, love the mini album, and I think every song has its own, like, part that we love. Anxious State of Mind has got loads of like hooks in it. Chin Up Princess, like, I'm really pleased with the whole turnout. Like, I keep listening to the mini album on repeat, and I just feel a big sense of pride of what we've achieved collectively as a band, and I'm just excited to just get more stuff out and just keep playing shows, and hopefully, you know, getting to play this new stuff to the fans is, for me, is really special.
Take your inspiration from Jesse. Is it, you know, simple things like, I don't know, gym or whatever it may be?
God, I wish I went to a gym. No, I think it's a mixture of things, actually. I can be sat, like, on a beach listening to, like, the waves, and I can get quite inspired by, like, sight and sound. My brain's really weird. A lot of things inspire me. I can't put it down to one category, but I certainly know that a lot of my influences and inspiration just come from sometimes. Something really simple will happen, like, in the moment, and I'll just be like, oh, and I'll write something down. Like, this whole tour I've been writing in the van, or in the when I'm on adrenaline after a show and I'm in the hotel room and I can't sleep, I've written so many, like, again, like, poems. Mm-hmm. And I'm really excited to see how they'll turn into a track.
That's cool.
Yeah.
When you're putting together something, do you, I appreciate you just mentioned the little handbook of, you know, songs, lyrics that you've had, poems, if you will. Do you look back on anything in particular, or do you go, no, everything's a fresh slate and therefore a canvas?
I think I do go back on things. I do go back, but I do like to, like, have a fresh page and just, like say, a bit of a fresh canvas. But then I will go back and there'll be things that I think sound really, really great. But then when we come together as a band and work on something, I'm very open to have those things changed. If it's a word, or perhaps I've used the same word too many times, I'm very open for that. The boys are really good at, like, being like, why don't you use that word instead? So, yeah, I think it's a mixture of both, really. But I'm not afraid to, like, I could write a song and then I could the next day be like, oh, scrap that and just start again. So, really does vary.
There's literally a handful of dates left on this tour.
Yeah, two.
Has there been a particular favourite show? I know every band goes, oh, you're my favourite show. And
yeah, no, I mean, we haven't played here yet, so the night is young, but Bristol was really good. We played at a brand new venue called Lost Horizon. It was really cool. Bristol was amazing. Oxford, to be honest, we've been really blessed that, like, every night it's just gone off. Bristol, we had a huge, like, stage invasion. I got to play the Corporation in Sheffield, which for me was on a bucket list, like, Slash has played there and stuff like that. That went off. Any show where they're pitting, circle pitting, crowd invading, which has been most nights. I can't pinpoint an absolute favourite, but I am very excited to play my hometown, Birmingham. We end the tour headlining the Asylum.
Cool and venue.
Very cool. I've always been, like, I opened for Let Live in that room, like, 15 years ago. I've always been, like, the opening act or the main support. So to have finally my own show there with Dream State feels really special. And we did sell out the Academy 3 this time last year, which is why I think they've booked us in the main room Asylum. Not sure if it's going to be a sellout, but I know, like, I've had this such a buzz about that show that I think that could be my favourite, maybe.
That's fine. People get them tickets, make it a sellout.
Yeah, please get the tickets, guys. Like, help me out. It would be iconic for me. Even if we did, like, 400 for that venue, I'd feel like I've made it.
2024, 2025, what are the plans? I think the biggest elephant in the room, for those people that may have seen, there's a little map of a Download Festival.
Yeah, we're playing Download finally. I've wanted to do that since I was, like, 14. I remember seeing, like, Flyleaf there doing her thing when I was a kid, and I was just like, I'm going to do that. And here we are, many decades later. Download's going to be absolutely phenomenal. We got that show pretty much. We played Radar Festival last year.
Yep.
And we pretty much came off stage of that festival and then, like, were pretty much approached, and I think Alid said, like, can we play Download then? And it was, like, very much like, yeah, we'll get a slot for you. So to say that I'm excited for that is an understatement.
It's a really cool day.
I'm trying not to think about it. I tend to did this with Trees last year. Like, I knew it was going to be a big show, so I tend to, like, just focus on everything I've got in front of me and then just kind of just, like, let adrenaline carry me on the day, because if I think about it too much, I'll have, like, a panic attack. Because even if that's all I achieve in this band, to come back off a hiatus of, like, 6-7 years and then in 18 months be booked for Download on a sick stage, we're not even the opening act, we've got, like, a really good time, and every single fan, nearly every fan that's come out to this tour has been like, see you at Download. Like, I just have this gut feeling we're gonna fucking pack out that tent.
I think you will. I think that day in particular, with a little bit of nostalgia, there's Busted, which is, I'm all for that. That's a completely left field booking from Download. But
I love that. I'm here for Busted always.
Yeah,
iconic band.
We Us.
It's going to be a great day.
It's a great day. Again, if you haven't got your ticket, I think weekend's sold out now, but day tickets gone.
A lot of fans are telling me how they can't get day tickets or something, but either way, come and get a ticket. I'm aiming for, like, 10,000 strong in that tent. Be iconic.
Awesome.
Yeah.
One final one for me.
Yeah, of course.
Music for you, what does it mean?
I actually feel like it means a lot. You know, I spent many, many years pre and post pandemic just not really being, like, myself. Like, I felt very depressed, very low, and I always didn't really quite put my finger on why. And now I'm back in music and doing it in the capacity I am. I think it was because I wasn't being creative. And my husband's made comments that, like, my whole mindset and, like, demeanour has completely, like, elevated. He's like, you're like the girl I met nearly 20 years ago, and it's because you're doing music. So for me, I think it's really important. Like, I'm not super academic, and I'm not ashamed of that, but what I am is extremely creative. And I think it's, for me, just feel really privileged and lucky to finally have a chance to be doing something in the capacity that I wanted to 20 years ago. Like, for those listeners that don't know, like, this isn't my first rodeo. Like, I've been fronting bands since I was, like, 14, and I tried for, like, 10 years to make it, but for some reason just was always the opener or still completely DIY. Got to do some cool things. But, yeah, just never seemed to, like, get any bites, and to be in Dream State now, all these years later, I just feel really lucky. So I'm here to take everything that comes our way and try and enjoy the ride while it's here.
Cool story.
It is pretty cool, yeah. And like, we are completely DIY now, so like, Dream State doesn't have, you know, pre-me Dream State had a huge booking agent, a huge label, all these exciting things, and like, we've come back completely DIY. We just took on a tonal 6 months ago, and unfortunately when you get signed to a booking agent at the back end of the year, most things are booked up for the year before. So a lot of the things that are coming through are stuff that like, we're still getting in our inbox and we're just sort of forwarding on. So we're really excited to see what a tonal can do for us for next year. But it's exciting, because imagine if we did get a record label and a management, and they could really help elevate the band again. So for now, I'm just going to enjoy the ride, and whatever's supposed to happen for the band will be.
At the moment, Dream State have done really well.
Thank
as a
you.
DIY. You know, yeah. Like you say, you've come back. There's still clearly a following and a love for the band.
Yeah, I can think the tour has showed us that 100%. Yeah.
I think Download's going to be really well for, not just for yourself, but I think for everybody. I think if you're a fan of music, I think you're in for that Download.
Yeah, we've got a lot on next year. Like, we've got Resurrection, which is like Spain's equivalent of Download. We've just announced today Bazenfire, which is in like Czech. We've got like, we're announcing something really cool next week. We've got Download warm-up shows. Our year is a busy one, and I think we've gone for more quality over quantity. And not forgetting, quickly, we're playing 2000 Trees again. They've invited us back.
You see, and that doesn't happen often for a lot of bands to be invited back.
We're back on like a legend stage. It's on a Wednesday, but we're here for it, and it's in the forest. I've always wanted to play in that forest. I still dream about how phenomenal that experience was at Trees last year. So to be invited back the next year and be put on a pedestal with like iconic bands like Boston Manor and stuff are on that stage, like, I'm really excited. So yeah, busy summer, and then see what happens.
Sounds good. Well, I wish you all the best for the rest of the tour.
Thank you, and appreciate you coming out so last minute to Northampton to speak to me. I hope so.
Sure you will.
See you in the pit.
In the pits.
Bye.
And get them tickets for Download.
Yeah, get Download tickets and Trees. Bye.
Hey everyone, and welcome back. So that was Jessie from the band Dream State. I want to give a few shout outs, a few thank yous. Firstly, thank you to Jessie for her time. There are 11 dates into a 12-date tour when this interview took place last night in Northampton, Thursday 11th of April. And the tour is starting to kind of catch up from a little bit. They're all starting to feel a little bit worse for wear. Unfortunately, that's what happens on the road sometimes. You know, a lot goes into putting shows on for us fans. So thank you to Jessie for her time. Thank you to Dream State for their time. Put on a good show, all things considering. I want to give a shout out to Matt and Hayley from Good As Gold PR for their time and helping put this one together. Like I said, it was last minute, but absolutely fine. Happy to, you know, have done it. And of course, I want to give you, the listeners out there, a massive thank you. A shout out to you, because you tune into it episode after episode after episode to hear what I've got to say. So thank you for your support. It means the absolute world. If you plan to catch Dream State on a 2024-2025 show, hope you have a good time. They're going to be very busy. They're at 2000 Trees, Download, festivals in Europe, so plenty of opportunity for you to catch a show. To close out the show, I'll be playing you a track called Chin Up Princess. That's all from me this week. Thank you once again.
Bye-bye for now.
A devil on the run, but always down for fun. She had it all, yeah, she ruled everyone. From
from a pedestal behind a broken wall. A sorry soul just waiting for the fall. Everyone she thought she knew and all the ones she knew, they had vanished, they had gone. Where were they now? Anyone she owed or to would leave her black and blue. They had vanished, they had gone.
Where are they now?
We'll be right back.